I work the White House stuff.
So you're pretty high up in the government.
Yeah, I'm fairly high up. I'm good at keeping secrets, and so I manage two federal agencies, mm-hmm. the State Department and USAID.
So when you say it's like security, like you're protecting
the networks of the federal agencies that you give all your information to.
The mission is to protect information.
And we are like the president's voice when we go into meetings in terms of discussing and promoting the president's priorities.
Is he going to be the nominee?
Yes. And she will be the vice president nominee.
Yeah, I don't.
There was a debate about removing her from the ticket, but sadly they didn't.
She can't keep black staff. They quit on her en masse.
But with him,
I know.
He's got dementia.
He is definitely slowing down.
But they know that he has those issues.
I think so.
But they're not willing to say it.
Shows it. And
they're not willing to say
correct.
It publicly.
And same thing with Kamala Harris. She's not popular, but you can't remove the first black lady to be vice president from the goddamn presidential ticket. Like, what kind of message are you going to send to, like, the African-American voter? How would you spin that? People would be like, what the fuck? Like, she's a woman, and she's multiracial. I think that they're really concerned about this.
But they won't say it. Well, I guess if they say it publicly,
correct.
Biden
they can't
say is a... They can't say it publicly.
No, they've got to toe the line.
Do they say it privately? But they won't say it publicly.
Correct.
Biden
they can't
say is a... They can't say it publicly.
No, they've got to toe the line.
Do they say it privately?
I mean... I'm just telling you what I've heard. Like,
You're just telling me the truth.
Does it make sense? No, but that's what I've heard. I've had a meeting with Michelle Obama at one point when I was an intern, and someone asked her, will you ever run for office? And she said no, emphatically.
Really?
I've seen all the shit my husband has had to go through, and that does not interest me. People would be like, well, I don't think we should have to get the vaccine. And I'm like, like, you're not going to get the vaccine, and then you're going to go expose my family
exactly.
in the hospital
exactly.
to your unvaccinated COVID. Like,
so you work in cybersecurity for the White House, and my question is, what are you doing on a meeting with James O'Keefe? What type of cybersecurity operation are you guys running over there?
We're running a good cybersecurity operation.
Well, obviously not. If they say it publicly,
correct.
Biden is
no.
What is this clown show you guys running over at the White House? Videos like these will be brought to you in part by support with funding from the Citizen Journalism Foundation. Now you can make a tax-deductible donation to support Citizen Journalism Foundation's independent journalism. Please go to citizenjournalismfoundation.com to learn more. Charlie Crager is a cybersecurity policy analyst and foreign affairs desk officer in the executive office of the White House. He manages two federal agencies and for the last 4 years worked at the State Department. He works on the president's priorities, executive orders, is a high-up official, and cybersecurity subject matter expert. I met with him undercover on Sunday, January the 21st, with my hair dyed, wearing fake eyeglasses. Not only did he not recognize me, he sang like a bird. His social media, which was scrubbed after my initial meeting with him, says he likes long walks on the beach and diplomatic negotiations.
Are you familiar with the Kennedy School at all?
Harvard? What about it?
Yes, I'm in the executive education program there at the Kennedy School.
Really?
Yeah. So I got a job at State Department.
The State Department?
Like, I essentially started at Georgetown, and I applied at State, and I went to Georgetown for my master's, where I studied when I joined the security studies program in the School of Foreign Service. So when I was there, I focused on like cybersecurity and technically cyber intelligence. So like the espionage and the spy game that cyber intelligence agencies
play. You really are James Bond, aren't you?
I know. My grandmother likes to be like, he's a spy, he's a spy. And my parents are like, you can't say that. Don't tell people that.
Don't say that you're a spy.
No, that makes you like a target. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
but no, I'm not a spy. I work in the White House. So I do oversight and management, and so my job is to help oversee like responses to cyber incidents and cybersecurity problems, and so I manage two federal agencies, the State Department and USAID. So I like have recurring meetings with them where we talk about goals and we talk about the president's priorities and like how are they coming on certain executive order deliverables and like all of this kind of stuff.
Charlie says he's responsible for protecting the networks of the federal agencies.
So when you say security, like you're protecting
the networks of the federal agencies that you give all your information to.
That through commerce or
everyone. Yeah.
So you're protecting the networks.
Yes. And I'm not like sitting there coding.
Yeah.
I'm meeting with like the senior level decision makers and we're talking about problems.
You're doing
and
it at a senior level.
Yeah.
So the mission is to protect information. That's very impressive.
Thanks.
Wow. That's cool. That's really cool, Mr. James Bond.
Charlie Crager, who works in the executive office of the White House, says he's the president's voice, and his mission is to protect networks, promote the president's priorities, work with the Security Council, and other parts of the White House.
We are like the president's voice when we go into meetings in terms of discussing and promoting the president's priorities. And,
like, so you're like the enforcer.
Kind of. And the State Department people are more difficult, high maintenance. And
why is that?
They call me demanding.
Why are they more high maintenance in the State Department?
Because the State Department has a big ego. So tell me about you. So you went to Rutgers.
Yeah, I went to Rutgers.
And what did you major in?
Well, I majored in journalism, and I designed brochures and pamphlets. I'm very, very good at that. I'm probably one of the best there is. And I'm also very good at sales.
Why do you think you're one of the best at
it? 20 years of experience.
Oh, okay.
But what I do is not as interesting as what you do.
That's okay.
What you do is a movie, I guess, or something.
Charlie Crager, who works in the executive office of the White House, makes his politics crystal clear.
And I like had several dates where people would be like, well, I don't think we should have to get the vaccine. And I'm like, like, you're not going to get the vaccine, and then you're going to go expose my family
exactly.
in the hospital
exactly.
to your unvaccinated COVID. Like, fuck you.
Charlie Crager, who works in the executive office of the White House, got to talking about President Joe Biden. I told him I love everything that Joe Biden does, but asked Charlie about Biden's mental fitness.
I love everything that Biden is doing. I love his policies. He just witnessing it. It just looks, it's a bad look. I mean, he can't, struggles to talk.
Yes.
And
yes, he's no Barack Obama.
Is he going to be the nominee?
Yes.
No.
And she will be the vice president nominee.
Yeah, I don't.
There was a debate about removing her from the ticket, but sadly they didn't.
I agree with everything Biden is doing. It's just his cognitive ability. Like, I have a grandfather who has, he's 91.
Okay.
And Joe Biden is worse than my grandfather, who has dementia.
Yeah.
You know, he's sort of walking like this, and he's sort of like, you know, and I think that voters are going to look at that, and it's going to hurt us. I think that independents are going to look at that, and they're going to be like, I can't deal with that. But with him,
I mean, he's got
dementia.
I don't think he has that clinically yet.
No, yeah.
But he's definitely slowing down.
Well, my question is, are the people, like your colleagues or the White House or whatever, do they get it? Do they know that?
I think that they probably do, but no one in modern history has ever said, like, we're not going to renominate the president for a second term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That just hasn't happened.
Like, do they know that he has those issues?
I think so.
But they're not willing to say it.
Shows it. And,
they're not
and,
willing to say
correct.
It publicly.
And same thing
but
with Kamala
not?
Harris. She's not popular, but you can't remove the first black lady to be vice president from the goddamn presidential ticket. Like, what kind of message are you going to send to, like, African-American voters?
So that's the reason why they won't remove her.
That's what I think. How would you spin that? People would be like, what the Like, she's a woman, and she's multiracial, and she's like...
But she's not popular.
Charlie says he's seen, in the executive office of the White House, people talking about how Kamala Harris hemorrhages black staff.
Kamala is so unpopular, the New York Times did an article about how she hemorrhages black staff. She can't keep black staff. They quit on her en masse.
She hemorrhages black staff?
Yeah, there's a New York Times article about it. It went, like, people sent it around at the office, and everyone was like, oh,
why don't
shit.
They like her?
Then the subject came up about replacing Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
I think they need to get rid of him or get rid of her.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're going to do that.
Then Charlie Crager, who works in the executive office of the White House, says he's heard his colleagues say they can't tell the truth to the American people about what's really going on, but they do say it behind closed doors at the White House.
I think that they're really concerned about this.
But they won't say it. Well, I guess if they say it publicly,
correct,
that Biden
they can't say
is
no, no.
They can't say it publicly.
No, they've got it. They got to
do they say
the
it
line.
Privately? So they know it.
They know it. Of course they do. But
yeah.
It's the optics and like the scandal. I think they feel wouldn't be worth it.
I mean,
I'm just telling you what I've heard. Like, yep.
You're just telling me the truth.
Does it make sense? No, but that's what I've heard.
Charlie Quager says he's just telling us what he's heard in the executive office of the White House.
I had a meeting with Michelle Obama at one point when I was an intern, and someone asked her, will you ever run for office? And she said no, emphatically.
Really?
She said, I will never run for office. It does not interest me. I've seen how, like, she said a lot more eloquently, of course, than I'm going to say it, but she was like, I've seen all this my husband has had to go through, and that does not interest me.
I asked Charlie Quager, who works in the executive office of the White House, how is it that a security official in the White House doesn't know he's on a meeting with James O'Keefe and would divulge such secret information to James O'Keefe?
So you work in cybersecurity for the White House, and my question is, what are you doing on a meeting with James O'Keefe? And how do you think it looks to the American people that working in the Office of Cybersecurity, you're sitting across the table with James O'Keefe?
Okay.
Founder of Project Veritas.
Oh, I've heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we do undercover investigations into people. What does it look like to the American people that the cybersecurity specialist at the White House is sitting across from the founder of Project Veritas? What type of cybersecurity operation are you guys running over there?
We're running a good cybersecurity operation.
Well, obviously not, because you're meeting with me. Did you not do your research? Or what is this clown show you guys running over at the White House?
Tune in tomorrow for the full reaction of Charlie Quager when I reveal who I am. What we have learned in OMG's undercover investigations into D.C. so far is that we have more problems in this country than the White House is willing to admit. Our high-ranking source, Charlie Quager, told us exactly what he has seen and heard that only a rare few have access to. With a vice president who causes hemorrhages within black staff, a president who has not yet been assessed for dementia, but people continue to talk about his ability to lead behind closed doors, and apparently Michelle Obama, who is not coming to the rescue, according to Charlie Quager. We are going to be keeping a watchful eye during the election season and would like for you to step forward and volunteer, get active, and get involved at OMG.